Secrets. Every family has one. Well, that's the theme of a series that will go to air on SBS. Rita Ehrlich talks to Claire Forster, the series producer, about how difficult it is to uncover family secrets, how important it can be for a sense of identity, and how carefully it must be done. The first of the series deals with a Perth woman who found out she was born in Theresienstadt, the Nazi concentration camp in Czechoslovakia.
Let's start with the story. A Perth woman always thought she was born in Amsterdam during the Second World War, and given what Amsterdam was like then, that was pretty special. But when her mother died, she found that in fact she'd been born in Theresienstadt, one of the Nazi concentration camps. And that's the beginning of another story. And this is where Claire Forster comes in. She is the series producer of Every Family Has a Secret, the second series of which goes to air on SBS on September the 22nd. Claire has a professional history of uncovering secrets. Before she was a series producer, she was a journalist, working on ABC shows such as Australian Story and the 7:30 Report. Claire, I'd like to start with Ellis, the Perth woman. Can you tell us how you got involved?
Hi, Rita. After our first episode, our first series went to air on SBS last year, we were inundated with hundreds of people who contacted us and said that they had a family secret. And amongst those people who contacted us was Ellis's daughter, Lucy, who said that she felt that her mother's story warranted further investigation and they wanted to know the truth about what her mum's origins were and how she managed to survive in this ghetto concentration camp that was in the Czech Republic. And so we went on this journey to discover, you know, over many, many months of where her mum went and how she managed to turn up there and how Ellis was actually born there. So actually on her 75th birthday, she found herself actually where 75 years ago her story had begun. And so on her birthday, she was actually there doing the filming with us. And so it was quite extraordinary for her to learn the truth about her mother and her father. She discovers in the story who her father is.
Good heavens, what an extraordinary thing to happen. And particularly for her, how well prepared was she to discover all these secrets?
Yeah, one of the things that we do on Every Family Has a Secret is that we have a sort of very tough protocol about how we talk to people, and there's many months of research calls and also psychological support that is placed around these people, because we understand that it is very confronting for people. And as much as they might say that they're very keen to discover the truth, that truth also comes with consequences of actually finding out something that is monumental to what their identity is. So Ellis was said, you know, all along that she felt very comfortable in terms of finding out the truth. And I don't think she ever wavered from that. She felt that whatever the truth be, that after years of not knowing, she just wanted to know whatever it was. So she was well prepared and supported to find out the truth. And her story is half of the episode, and the other half of the episode is made up of a story of a woman called Marie, who is also a Perth woman who wants to discover what her truth is. And she was told certain things in her childhood, like her father was a bad man, that her father was responsible for the death of her brother. And she goes on a journey with us to not only find out the truth about her brother's death, but she gets to visit his grave, and she finds out about her father, sees a photo of him for the first time, hears his voice, which she's never heard before, and meets her half-siblings. So it's this extraordinary journey for both of these Perth women, interestingly both are nurses, and who've had these very difficult secrets held from them over their lifetime, and were incredibly strong and determined to find out the truth.
I've come up in goosebumps listening to all of this. Is everyone as strong? It seems to me people's reactions must vary quite a lot. There must be so many emotions involved. There's curiosity, anger, grief, bewilderment, and all that in view of a camera crew with an audience to follow.
Yeah, and I think that one of the other emotions that we find a lot of and we're used to dealing with is fear. You know, there's fear of the unknown, fear of what family members around them will think about them doing this very publicly. And there's fear of also what their identity will be shaped like after they find out this piece of information. Is it as bad as their worst nightmares? Is it somewhere back from that very bad picture? Where is the truth? And that unknown can be quite frustrating and quite difficult for them to navigate. And we're used to doing that with people now. And so we understand that this is a process of trust that we build up with people over many, many months. And they get to a point where they feel very reassured that our best interests are also in them having a supportive journey as they learn this important information. So, you know, I can honestly say that nobody has said, both in series one or series two, that they regretted doing the program. And we work very hard to make sure that that is the view, you know, where we don't come in, you know, guns blazing or cameras on without people feeling supported, and also that they can do this as naturally as possible and that we're there to record it, but with as little manipulation as possible, I guess. You know, that we try to sort of set up this journey and then watch the journey unfold is the most ideal part of this, is if we can organise what we think is going to be important steps across this journey. And then we sort of allow that journey to unfold and for them to have those emotions on camera, that surprise, that shock, that bewilderment, and then work through that. Because it makes for not just sort of interesting television but real emotions. Noni Hazelhurst, our host, who's amazing, said that she feels like this is the best version of reality TV, that it feels very real and that people are gaining something from it rather than losing something. They're gaining an identity rather than having an identity stripped from them.
It's a very particular kind of reality TV because it's much more thoughtful and caring than a lot of so-called reality TV. It's less manipulated too.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves. So it's a very small team of people that work on this program, but we're very diligent and emotionally connected to the people that we're telling the stories of. And we're really mindful of how important these journeys are for people. Like nobody comes to the Secrets team just with a sort of vague interest in their story. Everybody that we've done stories with, it has been pivotal for them to find out what their truth is. And that's the starting point for every story. And so we hold that very, very gently in our hands. We know how important this is for people. And we also know that we can only do a certain amount of stories a year. I mean, I would love to do more, but they're very research intensive. We have researchers across the globe, essentially. And so it's very expensive to do this program, and we want to make sure that we can continue to do this program into the future and do it well.
Yeah. I think you've answered the next question I had, which was, how emotionally involved do you all get?
I mean, I think probably, you know, as a journalist, it's all about being impartial, and that's what I've spent my life doing. And this feels like a different skill set in a sense, and not just me, from the researchers through to the camera crews, the director and the story producer. At every point in this journey, we're considering how the participant will cope with a piece of information and how we can actually wrap that piece of information with context and with people that can assist them in that information transference. And so it is, you know, we start with a situation where we also build up psychological support for that person. We make sure that they've got family and friends that are supporting them. But we also have a psychologist on our team who assesses that person to make sure that they are going to be strong enough to find out whatever information they'll find out. And then they're supported during the filming, and then post the filming they have a debrief with the psychologist as well to see if there was anything that was raised as a result of the filming that they need to discuss and go through. And so I think, I mean, SBS and Artemis Media, who are the two that are responsible for this production, you know, we pride ourselves, those companies pride themselves on doing things well and doing things right. And so do all the team at Every Family Has a Secret. You know, it's very much pivotal. When somebody's finding out about their identity, we know that we have a part to play that is really important, and that we need to do it well. And so that's what we basically try to do every time we're having an interaction, from the very first research call to post-broadcast, when I'm still in contact with all of the people from Series 1 and intend to be for those that are coming to air in Series 2.
What you're describing is the opposite of a lot of the kind of voyeuristic television we get. And it seems to me that what viewers come away with, I can't wait to see the series, by the way, I'm really hanging out for it, but it seems to me at this point that what viewers get is a sense that to uncover secrets requires strength and support, and that secrets are in the nature of many family lives.
The reason why this has been so successful as a program and SBS, it's been one of the, if not the, I think it's the second most popularly watched program in factual television on SBS last year. And I think part of the reason why it has had such a quick following and such a strong following is that people can see, first of all, they can see how important it is to the person. So we're not casting people who want to be the next Instagram model. We are casting people, we're putting people's stories to air where they start with a view of how important this secret is to them. And I think it's very clear how honest and how candid and how open these people are. And so I think from the very first frames of these shows, there is a sense from the audience that this is important, that this journey is important, and that it's a privilege to watch it, that it's a privilege to be into that bubble of that person's journey as they discover these incredible life moments and secrets. And then I feel like for every participant, they've said to us that they feel this incredible privilege that they've had the chance to find out information that they wouldn't have been able to financially or intellectually find out without a research team behind them. Because often the documents, if they're held overseas, they have to be translated. We need to find archivists who know where to find that information. And it's a very lengthy, very expensive process. But even here in Australia, you know, some people, even though they might know where to find the information out, it's sometimes difficult for them when they're so emotionally involved in their own story to actually logically work through the process of finding out that information. So that's, I guess, where we can come in and fill that void and help people. And, you know, yes, we are making TV. Yes, we hope to make great TV. But I think part of the thing is that it is history that we're uncovering. And I feel for every generation there are different secrets. You know, in the 1960s, if you were pregnant and you were young and you were unmarried, you kept that a secret. And now we don't have that secret. You know, very few people keep it a secret if they're pregnant and unmarried. So it's a different secret now. But if you have a son who has signed up for ISIS now, you're keeping that a secret. So I feel like it helps to tell social history. It helps to tell how Australia has changed. And I feel like it is part of this narrative of Australian history. So it has a role. And so we are very mindful of that. And and are very respectful of how important the research is to get this right and to help people.
Wow. Claire Forster, thank you so much for talking with us. And I, for one, can't wait till September the 22nd to see the first of the second series of Every Family Has a Secret.
Rita Ehrlich spoke with Claire Forster, producer for SBS of the series Every Family Has a Secret. It's the second series and it airs on September 22.